Forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high near 68. The Racine County Sheriff's Department continuing to conduct a death investigation after the discovery of human remains yesterday in the town of Yorkville. The death suspicious, according to a news release, a very short news release. Meanwhile, the police department from Milwaukee has been assisting in the investigation and the effort to confirm the victim's identity, but no other information is being released. The Racine Unified School District still needs to improve its report card numbers with the state and to show Madison lawmakers a revised employee handbook that meets Act 10 provisions, or else the Joint Finance Committee has inserted language into the budget to allow creation of an Opportunity Schools and Partnership Program with a one-year implementation delay. A one-hour meeting of the Board of Education held last night, during which President Robert Wittke could not emphasize enough the seriousness of the situation and the need for action on issues to improve the test scores and to keep the OSPP from occurring, also seeking a similar one-year delay on the process that would create a separate school district.
I would ask you to think about those things, and we will call a session next week to vote so that we can make the statement that we are moving towards the trajectory that we are on with the Academies for Racine, transforming our middle schools, improved graduation rates, better work at the early stages of our students' lives. Those are the things that we need to be focused on.
Vice President Dennis Weiser said the board needs to take into account the perception of Racine Unified by lawmakers, which will, with a final budget vote, determine what the district could be facing.
It is appalling that they came down and chewed this place up into nine separate districts. Nevertheless, they did it. We are already under the threat of the sword. If nothing happens, we could be heading into OPSS status by October. There are people in the legislature willing to try to delay that outcome for a year, and it's not going to be based on what we think is best for anything. It's going to be based on their perception of what we're doing.
Superintendent Lolly Haas noted that the law with another failing report card could have some very serious detrimental impacts on the district and the entire community and rip into the progress being made to raise the test scores.
In my opinion, the time has come for this board to understand that we are in the spotlight and we are under direct scrutiny for our ability to prove that we can ensure our students are more and more successful academically, and we need to make major changes and we need to stop worrying about minor things and look at big things and focus on student success and student-centered decisions and block out some other noise and less critical things.
The board hearing from DPI official Jeff Pirtle on how the OSPP process works, the time frame if Racine Unified has to comply, and that the process would likely be put on hold for any legal challenges. Racine and Kenosha Unified, Burlington, MPS, most other school districts in the state should be fine with new legislative restrictions proposed in the budget on when referenda votes can be scheduled. Dan Rossmiller with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says most districts are already looking to meet the restriction against holding special elections.
School districts are finding that they do just as well, if not better, when they hold referenda in conjunction with a regularly scheduled election. So as a practical matter, I don't know that it's going to make a lot of difference.
The budget provision limits referenda votes to regularly scheduled elections or the second Tuesday of November in non-election years. Racine Alderman John Tate II says the city needs a policy governing streetlights, one that meets today's needs while addressing equity and has solid rationale. At the Public Works Committee meeting this week, the alderman explained he's heard from a lot of constituents regarding their neighborhoods lacking lights, while other parts of the city have an overabundance.
So when I kind of submitted this communication, the first thing I was expecting to say, like, what's our existing policy? And, you know, we talked and we discovered that, well, the council in its wisdom in 2013 rejected to have any sort of policy established at all. So I guess the first thing I like to do, and I hear the feedback from my committee members, is perhaps, and this will be later in the discussion, making a recommendation that there be an established, you know, long-term plan goal as far as streetlight implementation and design that goes in our comprehensive city design.
Talks with the Public Works Commissioner, though, will be taking place first. As for a policy on alleys and maintenance, which the city stopped taking care of years ago due to budget cuts, the alderman asking for some help so that affected property owners don't have to bear the entire cost. With the transformation from a recreational facility into a state-of-the-art school now complete, the real school with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and an open house. This new school located in the Renaissance Business Park in Sturtevant off Highway 20, the charter school moving from its former location over on Erie Street. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, noting the name of the school stands for Racine Engineering Arts and Leadership, says it's going to help develop the next generation of leaders in the community.
These are the skills and talents that will power us to that continued growth that I hope to see in Racine County. We need artists with creative ideas on how to make our county better. We need engineers who can figure out how to build what the artists and architects are holding in their imagination.
Deborah Davidson is Gateway Technical College's Vice President for Business and Workforce Development. She noted that students from the school are going to be able to take advantage of Gateway's IMED Center right down the road.
Having 32 ninth graders come over every day and take engineering classes and then come back here in the afternoon. And we are so excited, mainly because this partnership shows the strength of collaboration and visionary thinking in order to move this community ahead and provide the opportunities to benefit the young people that are here and to benefit the companies that are here and the companies that will come here.
After the ribbon cutting, there were hundreds of people, many of them students and their families, getting a chance to go inside, take a look around the new facility before the classes begin next week, the principal indicating some 425 students will be coming through the doors. More classroom space, meanwhile, going to be needed in the near future at Racine Lutheran High School, and it's going through the city as the school to find out more for sure if land north of the current building at Spring and Lutke is within the 100-year floodplain boundary, and if not, then seek an amended zoning designation. Plan Commission heard about it from Community Development Office Principal Planner Matt Sadowski, said that Lutheran hired an engineering firm and believes an adjustment or a correction is needed on the floodplain boundary that would impact future construction.
What's being requested is that based on additional information, basically updated information and techniques of determining flood elevation, request is to amend or correct the floodplain map to move the crosshatched area outside of the floodplain area. So it would then just be designated R3.
Dave Burgess is Lutheran's principal. He said that they need that land for future planning purposes.
I'm trying to be a good principal and think ahead. And we need space desperately. We are running out. I've got 3 empty lockers right now. We just need to expand. We would like to stay close to the city. I think we have a great relationship with the city. We've been here since 1950 and existence since 1944. So I'd ask for your help to support us in trying to run a school that's going to make Racine a better place.
The purpose in reviewing the floodplain issue could determine if Lutheran can even build on the land in question or if an addition would need to be essentially floodproofed. The Plan Commission supported moving the process forward in which an ordinance will be created, a public hearing held, while answers are being sought from the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA. Racine-based S.C. Johnson's operation in Australia has been recognized as a 2017 Best Workplace by the Great Place to Work Institute. It's the number 16 spot for companies with at least 100 employees. This is the first time SCJ Australia has been recognized on that Best Workplace list. It's the result of high scores on the Trust Index and employee feedback section of the Institute's assessment. The team from Australia, joining 14 other SCJ operations around the world on the Best Workplace list, European and Latin American operations for SC Johnson getting regional Best Workplace Awards. Applications being accepted now for the 2017 Kenosha County Sheriff's Department Citizens Academy, going to be held once a week beginning Tuesday, October the 17th, ending Tuesday, November the 21st. 7-week overview of all aspects of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Applications available by email on the department's website or at the department, which is in the Public Safety Building. Those applications will be accepted through October the 1st. And Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge David Bastianelli sentences Von L. Shaw to 30 years in prison, then 16 years on extended supervision for the sexual assault of a 66-year-old woman who's cognitively disabled and for illegally using her bank credit card to get money from an ATM. The 21-year-old Shaw also found guilty of impersonating a law enforcement officer and burglary. While Shaw admitted to the use of the card after securing the PIN number from the victim, he continued to deny the other allegations. Court records show him already doing a prison term for an unrelated offense, so this new one will be starting once the other one concludes next year. Central High School in Kenosha County, the focal point in a new film that's debuting tonight at Milwaukee's Oriental Theater by actor Richard Blake. He's the writer, director, and producer for The Rocket, about a father-son relationship and cross-country running. It was filmed in less than 3 weeks last year around Kenosha County, including at Central, from where Blake graduated in 2001. The story, based on his own experiences, about a student who suffers a head injury playing football and can no longer play that sport. Then he gets involved in cross-country running. The lead actor is played by 15-year-old Brady Tutton from Shorewood, most recently a winner on ABC's reality TV show Boy Band. The screening starts at 7 p.m. The Oriental Theater is on North Farwell in Milwaukee. Tickets available online or at the door. Phase 4 of Racine's Lake Michigan Pathway to connect previous work ending at 24th Street by the Lakefront Treatment Plant to the bike path a few miles west on Durand Avenue, well, it needs a little detour around the environmentally contaminated former Case Company site. During the Public Works and Services Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained that an alternative route, heading west from behind some buildings toward Racine Street, then under the railroad bridge onto Durand, would also tie into a couple of state projects on the road that have some bike lanes in them and up to the bike path on West Boulevard.
On both of those design projects, one we're moving rapidly through real estate acquisition on. We're probably going to build the western phase in 2019, and it looks like the easternmost phase in 2020. Those roads are going to be built with bike accommodations. They're going to have bike lanes on them. We already have sidewalks that are there on Durand Avenue for pedestrians. We're going to have designated bike facilities. We are putting in sidewalks on the south side of Durand Avenue where we're void of sidewalks now. So it meets all that criteria for bikes and pets.
Rooney noting the project cost lower with the alternative route due to the contaminated Case site not being involved, driving the move to amend the Phase 4 project work at 2019 expiration on Congestion Mitigation Air Quality or CMAQ grant money. The lack of sidewalks, by the way, on Memorial Drive from Durand to Chicory Road eliminates that as an alternative route toward the bike path. Amtrak, now with faster, cleaner locomotives that'll be operating on all of its Midwest services, including the Hiawatha line between Milwaukee and Chicago. The locomotives can do at speeds of up to 125 miles per hour. They can also reduce fuel use by 16% and emissions by 90% versus the old locomotives. 33 of them purchased with $216 million in federal funds. They'll be serving more than 2.6 million Amtrak customers around the Midwest. Aurora Healthcare donates $250,000 to a Kenosha County organization to help expand access to behavioral health care in the county. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The donation from Aurora's Better Together Fund will make telepsychiatry services available through a collaboration involving the Kenosha County Department of Human Services and Kenosha Human Development Services. The grant will pay for the startup costs associated with implementing the new telemedicine program, including personnel, equipment, licensing fees, and contractual costs. Services will be funded through insurance reimbursement and other contracted arrangements, according to a news release. The new services will be available to adults and children who live in Kenosha and those referred by Kenosha Community Health Care. According to Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, it's expected about 1,000 additional patients will be served at the KHDS Mental Health Clinic, where the telepsychiatry services will be located. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the City of Racine Sex Offender Residency Appeals Board recently approved a handful of what are called temporary living program sites where convicted sex offenders can reside if they otherwise have no designated and approved location. One of the benefactors of that decision is a man named Roger Clausen. He's 60 years old. He's now at a residence in the 1300 block of Washington Avenue near Uptown compared to the Racine County Jail because he was otherwise homeless. TLPs are funded by the State Department of Corrections, but only supposed to be temporary housing sites. They do allow offenders the chance to look for permanent housing. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.